www.radiougly.com. We have Chris Johnson on the phone, the guitarist, lead guitarist, I believe, for Holy Rage. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Max. How are you, mate?
I'm very good. Very good. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
No, it's absolutely fine, mate. I appreciate it.
You've got basically we're calling today to talk about Holy Rage. This is something, how long have you been with the group? Is it fairly new?
Okay, I've been with Holy Rage for about 3 years. And prior to that, I actually played on one recording on Al's previous album, Demon Deceiver. I actually recorded, Victim of Changes.
Now that's, the album I see on his MySpace for sale, Demon Deceivers. I think my question is how are so many people hearing of Holy Rage now? Because you guys have been around for 2-3 years, and that you're finding so much more popularity in the States recently.
I think, to be honest with you, what I have been doing is I've been pushing, with Demon Deceiver Plus is actually a new recording that's going to be coming out on August the 10th. And what we wanted to do, we didn't just want to re-release Demon Deceiver, because this is now a global deal rather than just being in Europe. And what we wanted to do was go in the studio and record two pure Holy Rage tracks, and that's actually what we did. So those have been appended to the album now. And what I did with our new song called Give Them Hell, which you may have heard.
Oh, I have. I love that track.
I've been sort of sending that to radio stations sort of over in the States, like Mike at Heavy Metal Mayhem in New York, and so on and so on. So it has been getting around. But we're just really now waiting for the global release of the album, and then there'll be a lot more advertising behind that.
Give Them Hell, I've actually heard a little airplay on some FM stations in New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That's cool.
I'm not sure. I actually heard it on Pix FM. And rumor has it, I didn't hear it myself, but rumor has it they actually had Al on there as a little interview here a short while ago. But that's really, and that's one of the ways I found out about it. You've got some really great people helping you out on this side of the crick, I tell you that.
Thank you. I'll tell you what, mate, I really appreciate that. I really, really do. We have actually played the States once, me personally with a band, and that was with Graham Bonnet at the Knitting Factory. Now, it was an absolutely fantastic gig, apart from none of our gear turned up, because they actually lost all our gear at JFK, so we had to borrow everything. But it was the worst weather in 30 years in LA, and yet 300-400 people turned out to see us, you know. And
that's
it was really,
great.
Really cool to see that, and I really had a good time as well.
What's it like working with Al?
Superb. I'm actually related to Al by marriage. My wife is Al's cousin.
Wow,
but
wow.
Since I've been with the band, we've just become really, really, really good friends, you know? So he's like a brother to me now.
And another question. I'm up there in my years myself, okay? How's it feel being your age, okay, with without letting people know, and possibly Al's, and still being able to, Phil, 400 people plus, and the audiences are getting bigger all over again. How does that make you feel to be able to do that?
Oh, it's just an incredible feeling.
It's got to be.
We actually played a festival here in the UK. Now, the UK is getting extremely difficult to get people out in the UK. It really is. But we played a festival on Saturday, and we had an absolutely fantastic time, a really fantastic time. And it's just a great feeling, you know. But one thing that we like to do, we're not the type of guys to, you know, go and sit in a van, and we just go out into the audience and have a beer with them. You know, that's the sort of people we are. And I think people appreciate that. That sort of face-to-face contact rather than just seeing you on stage, you know?
I see that with the MySpace page there. You've got quite a few pictures there that show just that, where you're on stage and the interaction afterwards with the audience, just shaking hands, mingling. It's hard to tell you guys out from the crowd because you're right there in the middle of it.
Yeah. We love it. We absolutely love it. And we get free beer as well, so that's cool.
I've been snooping around your MySpace page, and it's quite the arsenal of guitars you have. Can you tell us what you play, what your favorite one is? Because it looks like you've got a few of them there.
Yeah, well, I'm actually endorsed by a guy in LA called Neil Moser. Now, he actually did all the electronic design for BC Rich.
Okay.
And he actually designed the bitch, but now he's got his own company. And Al met him at the NAMM show in 2005, I think it was. And they just got talking. And I ended up with an endorsement deal with him, and the guitars are just absolutely phenomenal. A favourite, that's really difficult, because all three of my Moser guitars play very similarly. However, the silver and black one you can probably see on the MySpace page,
yep.
That is like playing a Fender. It looks huge, but it's like playing a Fender. It really is.
And you know something? It's kind of a signature, because when you see that, if I seen this again in another year, I would think of you playing it. You know what? That there can't be a whole lot of... Is that a design? Is that a popular guitar, or is that something you kind of had built for yourself?
They were actually an import series. Neil Moser actually makes a lot of handmades, but there's sort of a 1 or 2 year waiting list, and they will be expensive because you're talking about $3,500, something like that. The import series, they actually stopped making them now, so there were only ever 500 different styles produced. That my red and black one, the V, I believe there are only two of those in existence.
Wow. That's not a bad collection.
They're absolutely fantastic. Really, really powerful guitars, you know. And I love playing them. They are different. I think people just look at them and go, whoa, what the hell is that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's good because it gives people a little bit more interest, you know?
Yeah, oh, yeah. The... if you had to describe your playing style, if you had to actually put it in words, okay, how would you describe your style? If you had to actually put in words what they're going to hear on Give Them Hell to somebody in words before they heard the track.
Okay. First of all, I'm a totally self-taught guitarist. I cheat.
There you go.
Words.
Yeah.
My style of playing is... there's a lot of tapping, but not tapping sort of Van Halen style tapping. It's like having an extra little finger, you know? And it's really, really difficult to describe. But it can sound fast as hell. Although it's very easy to do. I might write a book on it one day, seriously, because I can't explain it myself sometimes.
That's awesome. And then we have your MySpace page. I see you log in quite frequently, but you don't have a whole lot of friends. Are you kind of... Is that small circle you have there really close friends, or are you just...
They're friends and family.
Yeah.
I don't advertise it, I'll be honest with you. I really do not advertise it, although I'm on Al's page now, and there is a link to mine.
Yeah, that's how I found you.
Yeah, well, that's quite a recent thing. And to be honest with you, they are really close friends and family. So, as I say, I don't really advertise it very much. It's just a little personal bit of space that I've got, you know?
Well, I like it. I like it. Looks like you have fun. You got a couple YouTube videos up there of some assorted stuff. The pictures are where I found the pictures of your collection and some of the pictures. You could tell from looking at it, you know what I mean? Some old friends, some new friends, and I like that once in a while. You go to so many guitarists or any band member's MySpace page, and they'll usually have 10,000 friends, and you can't weed through the stuff to know about the artist.
What a lot of people do is they just spam everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to get as many friends as they want. And I don't like that. I think that's a bit pointless. Even on Al's MySpace...
Yeah,
those are people that deliberately found us and deliberately added us. You know,
then that's great.
I didn't go sort of out and like spammed all the every band I could find. So it's sort of grown up gradually. You can even get criticised for it, but I don't see any reason why. You know, it's just the case that it's sitting there, and if people want to go on and add us as friends, that's cool. Let them do that. If not, then whatever. You know.
There you go. What do you got for shows coming up? Anything you want to tell us about for the rest of the summer?
Quite a few exciting things are happening. In fact, obviously, unfortunately, this won't count for the US unless someone is over here at that time.
Yeah.
We had a very exciting show come in today where we're actually putting on a live show at a local theatre. But there's been a deal struck where we're going to have five cameras around the stage, so it's going to be we're going to do a full set. But it's going to be videoed live as well. So if anyone does actually listen in the UK and they want to pop along, just come along. It should be a lot of fun. Also, we've got a really, really big one festival in November called Rock of Ages. And we're second from top of headlining the Saturday night on that. That is going to be a great gig. In fact, the place that we're actually playing, it's Dennis Stratton's local place where he plays there sort of once, twice a month.
That's beautiful.
You know Denny Stratton from Iron Maiden?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he's a good friend of the band. Yeah. Very good guy.
It's got to be great to hang with that circle of people. It really does. The stories those guys must be able to tell, and you as well.
Well, I'll tell you something very cool that happened. We played with Skid Row in December.
Yep.
December last year. And we had a great time with the guys. Again, really friendly guys, you know. They don't sit in buses and just ignore everyone. They get out there and shake everyone's hand. Great guys. Then we went to Hollywood, as I mentioned. We walked into the Rainbow Room just off Sunset Strip. Who should be there? Skid Row. And we just sat there and had a party all night. It was fantastic.
That's great. That's great.
Another guy I've got to mention. I tell you, I've really got to mention Graham Bonnet. What a nice guy he is, you know. We had a great gig with him, but we just sat down and talked backstage, you know. What a down-to-earth guy he is. He's absolutely superb.
It can never get old. You know, after the show's over and you sit down backstage and you start talking back and forth, it doesn't get old, does it?
No.
The stories and the camaraderie, you know, that comes about with the years and years of playing on stage.
Yeah, and I've noticed even people like Taz Taylor, who's on a lot of shows in America at the moment, you know, the Jugular guys who helped us out in LA, in Magica, all these American bands we've played with,
yeah.
They're all really superb people.
Jugular's been on...
I really, really enjoyed myself over there.
Jugular's been on this station quite a bit, actually.
Really Monster. He's such Monster. A cool guy, you know.
Yeah,
that guy.
It's amazing with him because he's so big and at the same time, he's a very, very smart man.
He's very clever, yeah.
Yes, yep.
And he can look extremely scary.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that guy lent me his guitar strap, you know? he's such a great guy.
To talk to him on the phone, and he sent us some images. He was nice enough to wear a Radio Ugly shirt there a while back and send us a picture. And
cool.
Oh my goodness, how intimidating he looks. And then to talk to him on the phone, it's like, this guy's great.
He's a great guy. Yeah. Really friendly guy, mate, honestly.
Chris,
you wouldn't think it by looking at him. You wouldn't.
Yeah. Well, Chris, I want to thank you for taking time out, okay? We're going to be talking to Al here in a little bit as well.
Cool.
I wish you guys all the luck. It's really great. And like I say, it's an honor to talk to you guys. It really, really is.
No, it's our pleasure, mate. Our absolute pleasure. I hope you enjoy talking to Al. Say hi to the old bugger for me.
I will do. And the CD is out now, or just there's just the three tracks that we have? How is that going to be distributed soon?
The three tracks are all on the new CD, and that will be released on August the 10th.
There you go, right around the corner. We'll see what we can do for you. Thank you, Chris. Thanks for joining us on RadioUgly.com, and we will talk to you soon.
Matt.
You take care.
Very nice to speak to you, mate. Bye.
Bye-bye.